If you're out in nature, you like to look around and see what you see. We've got an expert with us this morning. That's a naturalist and author, Larry Weber, who joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hi there, Larry. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Chris. I hope you had a chance on your way to work today to see that waning crescent moon. We are getting a clear day, sunny, for the first time in several. Matter of fact, I think it was a week ago today was the last time that we had a clear day. That is actually not that much of a surprise. They call it Gray November for a reason, and also that's no complaint. I absolutely love the cloudy days. But let's talk a little bit about the change of weather. I mentioned last time how we were in patterns this year where the first half of the month and the second half of the month of almost any month has been quite different. Well, November seems to be unfolding that way, too. The first half of the month, we averaged a temperature in the low 20s, which was almost 10. This is hard to believe, but almost 10 degrees colder than normal. The second half of the month, we haven't been that far yet, but so far we are back to normal. And the days and the afternoons, the temperatures getting up into the 30s, as we will see in the next few days, and then the nights getting down into the 20s or the teens. So yes, we are in a pattern now of a little bit more of a, quote, normal November. Snowfall-wise, we are still behind normal, and of course the same with precipitation. We just got done with an amazing 30-day streak here. If you remember back to October 21, 22, we had that terrific nor'easter that came through. It was just a wonderful storm. Record-setting winds, very high waves, and so forth. Well, we also had plenty of rain in that. Well, as of the 22nd of October until now, we are now at the 22nd of November, it's been just the opposite. We've had very little precipitation. Matter of fact, in that entire time, we've had less than 1 inch of precipitation. The amounts that we have had has been mostly in snows, and the snows, except for yesterday morning, the snows have not been very wet. Yesterday's morning snow was wet, but the rest of them haven't been. So we haven't entirely gotten out of that dry spell yet. We'll see what it has to offer. I absolutely love the new snows that we get in November. I have been talking many times about this period of time called autwin, after the leaves are dropped from the trees and before we get a lasting snow cover. Well, it seems like autwin is coming to an end. I think this snow we have now will probably be lasting. Yesterday morning, the snow was very wet. You walk in it, you get your feet really wet. This morning, walking in that same snow is crusty. We had 14 degrees here, and that really changes the conditions of the snow. However, when the forecasters say it's going to get warmer up again today, we will see some difference. Now, why do I love the absolutely love the first snows? Because there's no better time for animal tracking. We leave autwin with all of its wonderful things. We have some fabulous days of autwin this week of just being able to walk in the woods and seeing the open cut, open the woods and all the mosses on the logs and the trees and the club mosses and the ferns that were still green and so forth. We had some beautiful days of those. But we leave those and we step into the next step. And the next step is, yes, looking at the steps. The tracks that are out in the snow early in the season are just phenomenal. There isn't much snow, therefore the critters can move around easily. It hasn't been so terribly cold, therefore there's still plenty of activity, and some of the critters that go to sleep or go dormant later in the season are still active now. And as a result, during my wanderings in the last few days, I found the tracks of no less than 20 kinds of critters. Now, most of these were no surprise. When you find squirrel tracks and deer tracks and rabbit tracks and so forth, no surprise. But a few of them were a little bit of a surprise. I usually don't find mink tracks, but I found those. And then I also found weasel tracks, porcupine, and raccoons, of course, will go to sleep a little bit later, but right now they're still very active. And then I found muskrat tracks. Now, muskrats are pretty common. Why is it a big deal to find their tracks? Well, because they usually stay below the ice. They are aquatic, and they're swimming around to find their food below the ice. To find muskrat tracks above the ice usually means that the muskrat is out searching. I thought what was going on in this case is that the freeze-up came across so abruptly that the muskrat must have been caught without having an appropriate place yet for living. And what it was doing is it was walking along the edge of a lake and searching for a spot where it could go back under. So, like I say, there's a lot of things going on when we take a look at the animal tracks. And the other thing about animal tracks, they're so cool. They change every day. There's always something new going on there. Bird feeders been remaining active. I have the same ones that show up all the time. I have a flock of turkeys that come by every morning. And then we have blue jays and chickadees, a couple kinds of nuthatches, three kinds of woodpeckers, A couple weeks ago, we had goldfinches. Well, they left and haven't come back. But then yesterday, a different bird showed up, and that was juncos. A few juncos showed up. Now, juncos are a dark gray, almost black bird with a white belly and white markings on their tail. They are actually a kind of sparrow, but we call them juncos. And they're very common coming through in migration. They're not as common in spending the winter. I have had them happen here, but not that often. Bald eagles continue to be seen. Of course, ravens and crows are very common. I've seen a rough grouse a few times, and I heard barred owls, so there's still plenty going on. What is not going on, and I haven't heard any talk of it, is winter finches. I don't know what's happening with that. Usually by this time of year, we start to see the beginning of finches that are going to spend the winter with us, things like red poles and pine grosbeaks and so forth. But so far, I haven't heard much about that at all. That still remains to be seen. So, yes, it's going to be a great weekend. I suggest getting out, and, you know, it's not that hard to walk right now. The snow is crusty. It's not that deep, and there's plenty of wonderful places to take a walk. So get out there and enjoy it. So take care.
Thank you, Larry, very much. Yes, we can leave our own tracks in the winter now as we head out into the winter and look for other tracks. Great that he found some wonderful animals this week, too, that you don't normally see. But as you said, there's not enough snow and it's not cold enough yet for them to have gone to their winter rest.